Albert, thanks for being with us this morning. Talking about this idea that more people could become eligible to get a vaccine, that just puts more pressure on you and Moderna to manufacture these doses. Tell us about how the manufacturing is going and your confidence in being able to keep up a steady pace.
Thank you very much, Meg. First of all, let me say that if this is true, what we are hearing, I think it's very positive. I think this is exactly what needs to be done. And I think so far, I don't think that we have an issue of offering less vaccines than the country or the countries, frankly, need. We have much more than they can use right now. So I think the main bottleneck right now it is to make sure that we ramp up our operations so that we can administer more vaccines. When it comes to our ability to manufacture, yesterday our partner already announced what I'm going to announce also myself today, that we feel now very confident that we will increase dramatically our production for this year, up to 2 billion doses, and we feel comfortable that we will be able to deliver that. That was the result of multiple steps that we took, but this is where we are right now. So I feel very comfortable that the contacts that we have with the U.S. government, we will be able to deliver on schedule.
Well, you just mentioned you have more vaccines than are being used right now. And that's just sort of mind-boggling because we thought it was going to be the opposite problem, that everybody's going to be pounding down the door and there wouldn't be enough supply. What can you tell us about how much you've already made that you have sitting there ready to go once the gates are opened? And we do understand that the policy change today could also include releasing some of the doses that are being held for a second dose.
Yeah. At the end of the last week of 2020, for example, we had already manufactured more than 70 million doses, and we had released from there, because there's a quality control that you need to release, around 50 million doses. Then we manufactured more the first week of January. Right now, I think we have released 33 million doses, and we have, let's say, half of what we have manufactured is sitting on the shelves here.
And it sounds like from your increased forecast for how much you can make this year, now up to 2 billion doses in 2021, that's up from 1.3 billion. We understand some of that is because this fortuitous finding that there's an extra dose in those five-dose files, that accounts for 20% of that. But it also means that your manufacturing seems to be going better than you expected. So should we be expecting an increased pace, really, of output from you on a steady drumbeat throughout the year?
Oh, yes. This is what I'm very confident that this will happen, much higher than what we had forecasted before, and to the tune of going from $1.3 to $2 billion. The 20% increase, because we could have six doses in the vial, was the result of data, but also that we generated and we submitted to all regulatory authorities. And right now, the six doses have been approved by FDA, the European authorities, the WHO, Israeli authorities, Switzerland authorities, you name it. So basically the entire world is using now six doses. But also we have done tremendous steps to improve production of lipids by our third-party manufacturers, our production of the drug substance in our manufacturing sites. We did a lot of things. Actually, I have to say that what our manufacturing team did was almost another miracle following what our research team did to bring this vaccine in such record time. They are scaling up manufacturing in speeds that we didn't think that were possible. So they are also making the impossible possible.
Shepard Smith here. Thanks for watching CNBC on YouTube.